兄姊妹平安，朋友们好。先读一段圣经，在传道书第一章，传道书第一章第二节，传道书第一章，我从第二节读到第四节。传道书第一章，传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地球永远长存。所以我为什么读这段经文呢？就是今天是6月1号，所以这个可年轻人都不知道这个六月份意味着什么。是6月4号，是这个天安门这个镇压25周年，所以我是要分享一点，因为我当时是在天安门广场，在天安门。我那时候是在北京上学，我是读研究生，那一年是硕士研究生毕业，所以25年一晃就过去。所以那么我昨天我看了这一篇文章，在美国的科学杂志，美国的科学杂志是这个也是世界的这个顶尖的这个杂志，是报道以通俗的语言来报道世界的科学最新的成果。那么科学杂志这一周发表文章，就是说特别提到六四，因为六四意味着就那一代人吧，六四的时候25岁，所以我今年是50岁，所以那一代的年轻人已经过去。那一代人是代表当时这个改革开放的以后，刚那一代的年轻的知识分子、年轻的学生、这个教授学者对国家的关心，希望国家发展科学、这个民主和这个政治改革。所以这大家如果是知道的话，年长的稍微年轻的可能不知道，就是那个学生运动是以失败而告终。所以学生在其中的那个过程我不讲，因为我是那么因为这样，那一代的年轻人都非常的伤心，所以那一代的科学家也非常伤心，所以许多人都逃到美国。所以实际上那一代的年轻人、那一代的知识分子是所谓的精英教育，所以我们当时读研究生、读大学都是拿到国家的奖学金，就自己不用掏钱的，住宿也不用掏钱的。那现在完全不一样，你那时候学生非常少，大概你大学入学比例是1% 或者2%，然后研究生的人就更少。所以就六四以后，中国的人才这个大量外流，就是精英人才，说美国可是占便宜。所以而且因为这个事情，很多人不愿意回去。所以然后中国科学这是杂志就说的话，中国政府这些年呢用了很多这个政策，希望能够挽回当时的这个错误，能够把这些人再洗回去，对吧？像我这种年轻人再回去可能没人要了。对， 那我们在美国，我知道在座的很多嘛，这一代人我们在座的很多，对吧？在美国就是这种打工。那如果说我们在中国大陆，那肯都是这个代理人，所以在这里，但是好像有很大的损失，对不对？很大的损失。所以刚才所罗门这个所罗门王讲，一代过去，一代又来。所以前不久我听到那个台湾有类似的活动，是吧？我是感到很感叹。所以政治是肮脏的，这个权贵之间的争斗，学生只不过是一个筹码。所以但是我们看神在这中是不是有美意啊？神在这中有美意。所以正是因为这个六四以后，中国的这个国门大开，这个特别美国政府在接受这些外国学生，特别是从中国来的。然后那么在这里我们就认识了耶稣。所以这个是神的美意，是神的美意。说人生虽然短暂，这个说年轻的时候我们是非常年轻气盛，我们以为做得很正，我们以为找到了真理，对不对啊？我们记得当时我们的学生营游行的时候就喊了个口号，就是说国家兴亡，匹夫有责。所以我们是振振有词，当时很带劲。所以然后我们当时4月27号那个大游行的时候，因为当时政府把学生定为反革命这个动乱，所以学生这个一颗爱国的热情，所以好像被伤害得很深。所以4月27号大游行，我记得我们大游行的时候，那个学生的领袖通知我们每个要写封信。所以我也感谢主啊，给父母亲，真是，因为当时有开枪的迹象，但是我的学生，我有同学是当时被枪打死。我想我今天对不起啊。我是存着一个感恩的心，当时没觉得这个是神的手，因为被打死那个同学，我当时跟他是一块，我不想细讲啊，这个但是神就好，谢谢。这个过程我不讲，但是神这个奇妙的时候，拯救了我这个肉体生命，那么后来也拯救了。救我的灵魂。我们那时候大学生，大学生研究生都称为骄子嘛，都觉得自己很了不起。所以六四那个事件以后呢，就是我觉得这个梦想没有了，这个理想也没有了，好像人生活得好像没什么意义。所以 非常颓废，但神有很多的抗拒，神保守我的性命，直到如今。那么神也借着各样的机会让我认识他，特别是我来到这个教会，对神的话语有更深的认识，所以这是感谢神。那么那段经历不想再讲，但是我要今天要讲一段这个分享一段圣经，就是摩西的诗篇第九十篇。我不会分享完这个摩西的诗篇第九十篇，是我从第一节我读到第六节。主啊，你世世代代做我的居所，诸山未曾伸出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神，你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回，在你看来千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一根，你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡觉，早上他们如生长的草，早上发芽生长，晚上各下枯干。所以摩西写这首诗大概是这个以色列人在旷野中，他们不听神的话，所以摩西带领以色列人出埃及，过红海，那么以色列人很快就把神忘记，所以摩西在这里写这首歌，应该是每天要让以色列百姓在旷野中唱，说你以色列百姓为什么在旷野中要漂流四十年呢？你说他们不信，那么圣经里给了个原因，那就是他们有十二个探子到这个迦南地探测，他们回来汇报，只有两个这个得到神的力量，十个人都是胆小怕事，他们说那个地方人很大高大，我们很渺小，像蚱蜢一样，所以把整个以色列百姓的士气就打下去。所以他们在埃及，他们在那个迦南地一共探测多少天？四十天。所以神要惩罚他们，一天顶一年，所以在旷野要漂流这个四十年啊！详细的要看看这个民数记。所以摩西写这个诗是处于这种状态。你世世代代做我们的居所，所以这是摩西的一个回忆。神就是我们的居所，就是我们的家。因为神就是我们的磐石和山寨，说我们怎么能够把神忘记呢？所以我们很多时候我们把神忘记，所以我们蒙恩得救以后，我们一切都很顺利的时候，我们就把神忘记，我们愿意在地上有一个美好的家，我们愿意在地上一个舒坦的家，那么我们把天上的家忘掉，我们把神的居所忘记。所以摩西在这里要提醒以色列百姓，也是提醒所有以后蒙恩得救神的子民要注意，因为神世世代代都是我们的居所，因为我们在神里面才能够真正得到安息，在神里面才能够真正的得到饱足，在神里面才能够真正得到一切的丰富，在神里面我们可以看到基督的丰富，测不透的丰富。那么这个世世代代说明人的一生是多么的短暂，但是神永远不变，神是自古拥有的，但人是一代一代过去，但是神永远不改变，神爱我们他也不改变。所以诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。这以色列人要这个摩西要提醒以色列人，神是亘古永恒的， 所以诸善未曾造成，神是造物的主，所以我们都是被造的，所以被造的要完全顺服，俯伏在造物的主的面前。所以第三节这讲到神的权柄，神的大能，你使人归于尘土。所以神有权柄，神有能力，因为人犯罪以后堕落，所以尘土要归于尘，人归于地。所以因为人犯罪堕落，因为人这个悖逆，所以神要使人归于尘土。但是下面一句话，你们世人要归回，所以我们要 return， 那我们有悔改的心，我们有回转向神，那么神需要我们回到他的家中，回到他的家中。所以在第四节，在你看来千年如雨过的昨日，又如夜间的一根，你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉早上，他们如生长的草，早上发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。这是讲人生是多么的短暂，人生有时候是多么的无奈。我不知道在这里有没有没有信主的朋友。所以摩西在这里讲了一个感叹人生的诗歌，是非常实在的，也非常真实的。如果我们没有认识一个永恒的主，如果我们没有与永恒的主有关系，那就是这讲要住在他的家中，你要成为他的一员。我们实际上什么出现时好像一片云，很快就不见了。所以人生是如此短暂，是如此无奈。所以当我们认识神，认识那个永恒者的时候，我们就与永恒有关。所以保罗讲，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。所以我们以前得罪神，不认识神，是吧？我们大约是在那个年轻的时候，在那个动乱的年代，我们是为所欲为，是吧？我后来想了一下，我到如果是当时我上当时大学校园的北京的大学校园里还是有基督徒，但是我没有神没有给我机会认识他。所以如果是信主的话，我可能也不会参加那个这个可怕的这个动乱。所以你要回想起来也是神的带领，就一个完全无知的人，一个完全这个骄傲自大的人能够回转，那只能说是神的恩典。所以如果你今天还没有认识神，你今天还在这个门口徘徊，所以我奉劝你一句，这我这个在座的很多比我大，所以我奉劝呢，就是你能够早日的认识真理，认识生命。因为耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们靠主得救。所以因为信耶稣，你就找到了人生的归宿，信耶稣你就找到了人生的答案。所以摩西在这里描绘了人生的一个悲壮的土壤，对不对？我们这个以为自己很了不起，我们劳苦愁烦嘛，就下面讲了转眼成空，对不对？我们劳苦愁烦转眼成空，一切都是虚空。所以唯一回归真理，回到神的家中，我们才能够得享安息。所以耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难，在耶稣基督里我有平安。凡劳苦担重担的，到耶稣基督的脚前，你便享安息。因为耶稣就是真理，真理必叫人得自由。所以你如果得到这个真理，认识耶稣，住在耶稣基督里，你就是住在神的家中，所以你就有永恒的安息。愿神祝福你，谢谢。
Hello. Should I get a translator? I'm hyperventilating a little bit. I actually didn't come with anything really prepared, so.
我在上面没有特别的准备。
But I have been gone for a year, so I feel like the Lord wants to speak, and I do want to share, but I'm just like, haven't really like organized my thoughts completely, so.
我离开你们大概有一年多了，所以一直想分享，但是也没有很好的准备，也没有很好的organize准备。
Okay, so I'm going to pray first.
我祷告，先祷告。
Okay. Lord, I just thank you so much that you're faithful.
主，我们感谢你，你是诚实的。
That you love your children.
你爱你的孩子。
That you're here in this church.
你与我们这个教会同在。
And God, I just pray right now that you would speak through me, Lord, that you would be present.
主，我们祷告, 通过我的口能够与你与我们同在。
Holy Spirit, that you would convict hearts, that you would just move in this place.
圣灵在我们的心里做工, 能够带动我们。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I'm Cindy.
假如你们不知道我的名字叫Cindy。
I'm going to be a sophomore in the fall, so I went to my first year of college at Duke.
我在杜克大学读了一年级, 秋季是第二年级。
It's been like the best year of my life.
这是我生命当中最好的一年。
So I just wanted to share with you all just a little bit of what God has shown me.
我愿意与你们分享。 我愿意与你们分享, 这个一年当中主在我身上的经历。
I went in expecting God to do amazing things.
我当然知道主在我身上会有一个很令人惊奇的经历。
And he really surpassed my expectations.
但是他超过了我的想象。
I was really desperate the first couple of weeks to like make those strong Christian friends or, you know, find people who love the Lord.
在开学的两个星期, 我是很努力地想去寻找那些,
I'm blessed to say that I was surrounded by such a great community of people that would push me towards Christ.
但是在我周围有很多有很强的 基督徒。
I think the biggest thing that the Lord just placed on my heart when I was sitting there is that through everything, through like just, you know, the people around me, God himself working in me, he just told me and showed me how much of a father he was.
主在我心里的负担就是他让我认识到他是怎么样一个父神，对待我来说他是怎样一个父神。
And this is something I think that the church has been missing out on.
好像我觉得在这个教会 缺乏这样的情形。
Both God as our Heavenly Father and also the fathers in this room, you know, rising up to be the fathers that they were meant to be.
不仅是主，他是一个父神，也是让我们能够在心里感觉到他的存在。
Many have called this generation the most fatherless generation, and I believe it's really true.
许多人会说，像我们这一代是没有父亲的。
So, regardless of how old you are, I invite you to think about your own father and what they were like.
不管你年纪多大，我愿你们都想一想你的 生身的父亲是怎么样。
Many of you guys probably come from my kind of background too, where your father is very quiet and soft, a man of few words.
好像你们也许跟我的家庭情况一样，你们的父亲 也许是比较安静的，很少说话。
They show their love through, I don't know, like mowing the lawn, you know, rather than verbally telling you they love you.
好像他们会去，他们对你的爱是通过在割草这个体现，而不是说我爱你。
I love that about my dad. But I do think that there are qualities about God as a father that I never understood until college.
我爱我的父亲，但是有我对主的爱是直到我在大学我才真正的感受到。
One of the biggest things is that as a child of God, no matter how much I fail, God still approves of me regardless.
最大的感受是不管我是怎么样的失败，主还是爱我。
I can't tell you how many times I went into church during the school year feeling like I just had a terrible week.
好多时候我到教会的时候，我感觉到我这个星期是很失败的。
I didn't study. I barely spent time with God. You know, I was just not in a good place.
我既没有好好的学习，也没有跟主在一起。我不是在一个很好的地方。
But the best part is knowing that you can go in, you can go into church, you can meet God, and He will openly welcome you into His arms again.
的最好的是我到了教会，我可以在那边遇见神，他就完全的张开的双臂迎接我。
So I feel like there are many in this room who.May feel like, you know, failed parents, failed students, failed children, you know, just not quite living up to other people's expectations, let alone your own.
这房间里面，在座的当中也有觉得是失败的父母，或者是觉得失败的孩子，好像觉得我们自己不值。
But that's the good news of Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣给我们带了好消息。
And did you know that your father is one who does not look on you with disappointment ever?
但是主永远不会对我们失望。
No matter how much you might have scolded your children this week,
不管你的父亲在家里责备你多少次。
No matter how much you have fallen short,
不管你是怎么样的，没有达到这个预期的目标。
The Father just smiles at each of us, all of us, individually.
但主对我们每一个人都是微笑。
And His thoughts of us, each one of you, outnumber the sand.
他觉得我们每一个都是宝贵的。
So isn't that good news?
这是主的好消息。
And that's something that I realized in college that I had never understood here.
在大学里我终于感受到这个，终于有这样一个感受，虽然在我以前好像没有这样确切的感受。
Because there is so much freedom.
因为有那么多的在神里面的自由。
Because you just fall short and fall short and fall short and fall short.
好像你觉得你总是不能够达到那个预期的目标。
But God is gently, tenderly looking on you with love.
但是主是温柔慈爱的看着我，对我显出那个爱。
And He doesn't care how messed up you look, how much of a disaster your life is.
不管我的生活是怎么样一个失败，他都不管。
He invites you into His presence.
他总是愿意与我同在。
And someone once told me there is always enough room on the Father's lap.
有些人跟我说在父亲的膝盖上总是有足够的空间。
I feel like the Lord also placed this verse, Matthew 18:3. He says, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
主在马太福音十八章第三节说你们要变成孩子才能够进入神的国。
Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
只有你谦卑你自己才能够进入神的国。
So I invite you to become a child again, no matter how old you are.
我愿意邀请每一位，不管你多老，都变成一个孩子。
No matter, you know, how difficult, you know, the church leadership is, how difficult school is, how difficult work is, parenting, you know, whatever it is, the Lord's inviting you to become like a child again.
不管教会的带领有什么问题，不管在家里有什么问题，不管学校里有什么问题，我愿意你们都变成一个孩子。
And when we see the Lord's, when we see the Lord's love, then we can come to Him with confidence.
我们看到神的爱，我们就有信心。
There's no fear to come before God. There's no shame on us anymore. We don't have to be scared to say, "Oh no, what is He going to say? What is my God going to say? What is my Father going to say?" Like after this terrible week.
在他的面前，我们没有羞愧，我们没有胆怯。我们不管经历什么样的一个星期，在他的面前，我们都是一个坦然无惧的心情。
The Word of God also says that perfect love casts out fear.
神的话又告诉我们，一个完美的爱是把我们的担忧拿走。
So this is a big thing that I've realized.
这是我所理解到的。
The enemy is going to try to tell you lies.
魔鬼是对我们在说谎。
You're not good enough.
说我们不够好。
Your life isn't together.
你不能把自己自己放在你不能。你不是你自己。你不是完全的。
Or you're too much of a disappointment.
好像你是总是令人失望。
But every time the enemy's lies come, we fight them with the truth of the Word of God.
但是魔鬼的谎言总是在主的真理面前不堪一击。
And the truth, God's truth, gives us power to overcome those lies.
主的真理给我们力量去克服这样所有的这些谎言。
We can come into the presence. I can now say, no, those were mistakes, but Jesus' blood covers me.
我今天可以告诉大家，就是不管我有什么样的错误，但是神的宝血洗净了我。
My Father fully delights in me.
神喜悦我。
Do you believe that your Father delights in you?
你们相信神喜悦你们吗？
Do you believe that He really likes you?
你们相信神喜欢你们吗？
That He smiles at you.
他对你们微笑吗？
These are just like some of the most, I don't know, mind-blowing things I'd ever realized.
这是我真正的感受到。
So, if you've been far from the presence of God,
假如你远离神，
God's like gently beckoning you back to Himself.
主会轻轻地把你拉进。
He says there's no fear.
他会对你说没有不需要害怕。
Just come to me.
到我这边来。
And I feel like this also, you know, has a lot to say about the fathers of this church too.
但这也让我想到在这个教会的父亲们。
You know, so many times parents... Okay, I'll just start this off with a story that I thought was hilarious.
我给你们讲一个很好笑的事情。
I was at Mardell, which is like a Christian bookstore.
我在 Adal 那个一个是基督徒的书店。
And there was this little kid kicking around in his little like chair, his little stroller.
有个小孩子在踢他的那个踢他的轮椅子。
And the father was like, "If you keep doing this, you know you're going to have to pay for this."
那他父亲说，假如你继续的踢这个推车，我就要你付钱。
He was like 3 years old. And the guy's like, and the father's like, no, you know I'm serious. You're gonna have to pay for this.
那个小孩子只有三岁，所以他的父亲看上去很严肃的对他说，你必须要付这个钱。
And I feel like that's what many parents have resorted to today.
我好像感觉到这边有许多的家长就是这个样子的。
But if you know the love of your God as a father,
若是你真正爱神，当作他是一个父神，
is that the love that you also pour out into your children?
你会把你的爱，把神带给你的爱也带给你的孩子。
You know, no matter how many mistakes you make, your Father in heaven doesn't tell you like, no, you can't do this because, you know, you need a time out now.
不管你有什么样的错误，你这天上的父他不会跟你说，你需要一个安静的时间。
The Lord does say that he disciplines those he loves.
虽然神也管教我们。
But does it come from love?
但是他是用爱的方式来管教我们。
Or does it come from the need to control?
不是一个用控制的方式来管教我们。
When your children mess up, do you still tell them that you believe in them?
当孩子们犯错的时候，父亲们会说，会，我还相信你吗？
You still have full confidence in them.
你还对你的孩子有完全的信心吗？
No matter how heinous, do you know what that word is? How terrible the sin.
不管这个错有怎么样大。
Do you still cheer them on like you're their biggest fan?
你还会在身边是鼓励他吗？
Because this is what your heavenly father is doing for you.
这是天上的父这样做的。
He's your biggest fan.
他是你最大的 fan.
So I challenge you parents.
我对你们在座的父母有个挑战。
And especially fathers.
特别是父亲们。
To become like children again.
愿你们变成孩子。
And to freely receive God's love and to dance in his love. You know that David actually says,You turn my mourning into dancing.
去完全自由的接受神的爱，就像大卫所说的，我的早晨变成我的舞蹈。
Are you filled with that love of Christ now?
你们能不能感受到神的爱呢？
There is fullness of joy.
完全的喜乐。
There is dancing.
有那个跳舞。
Because your father accepts you.
因为你的天父爱你，接受你。
And once you know this,
当你知道这个时候，
then you can empower your children.
当你就可以把你的力量转换给你的孩子。
But first, before you can instruct your children, know what God says about you.
但在你做这一些之前，你先要明白神怎么样对你说话。
One moment. Okay, I'm going to wrap up because I've been talking too long.
我想要结束了。
Basically, your children are looking for someone to lean on.
孩子们想寻找他们的依靠。
Your children are looking for role models.
孩子们在寻找他们的榜样。
So turn to the one who loves you.
把我们转脸转向神。
There is forgiveness.
因为他宽恕我们。
There is grace.
他有恩典。
There is no condemnation.
他没有指责。
All there is love.
他所有的就是爱。
God's been putting this passage in James on my heart lately.
他把雅各书的这段话告诉我。
So submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
把你自己奉献给主。
This is James 4.
雅各书第四章。
Draw near to God.
靠近神。
And he will draw near to you.
他就会跟你与你亲近。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners.
把你的手清洁。
And purify your hearts, you double-minded.
让你的心清洁。
Be wretched and mourn and weep.
为你的
be wretched. I don't know. That's okay. Be wretched and mourn and weep.
在你的面前哀哭认罪。
Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom.
那你的笑容变成you guys have that? I don't want to interpret it wrongly. Verse 11. 勿要在主面前自卑，主必叫你们升高。
Do you see, 10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will
yeah.
exalt you.
勿要在你主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。Let me read this again, just be clear. 你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要清洁你们的手；心怀二意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦悲哀哭泣，将喜乐变作悲哀，喜乐变作忧愁闷，勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
When we go to the Lord and we're so desperate,
当我们在神的面前，我们就是绝望的寻求他。
We tell him how messed up we are.
我们常说我们自己是怎么样的失败。
We tell him how much we need him.
我们跟他讲我们多么的需要他。
The Lord will wrap you in love.
主用他的爱包容我们。
He will say, you know, I've already paid the price by punishing my son.
他会跟我们说，我已经用我的儿子为你们付出了代价。
I've now clothed you in white.
我用白衣接近你们。
So walk as one who is redeemed.
就是你要行走在他的路上，好像你已经完全被买赎了。
And forgiven.
愿意忘记你们的，并去宽恕别人。
Trying to think if I have anything else. Yeah, so let's just pray now, and I just want to lift up all the fathers in this room.
让我们一起有点祷告，把一切交托给神。
God, I just thank you so much for the men of God here.
主啊，感谢你，你做我们这边的神。
Lord, I just pray right now that you would draw near to those who are so broken.
我祷告，让我们那个破碎的能够到你的面前。
Especially the fathers and the families that are broken.
特别是那些有些破碎的家庭以及那些父亲们。
God, I just speak your love right now over their brokenness.
愿意你的爱遮盖那些破碎。
God, would you empower them?
让你的爱加添力量给他们。
With the Holy Spirit.
给他们圣灵。
God, stir in them a hunger to grow closer to you.
让他们有渴望去更与你亲近。
stir in them a hunger for your word.
让他们更渴慕你的话语。
To be a father like you are.
就像学你做父亲的样式。
One that has open arms.
让他们能够张开自己双臂。
No condemnation.
没有责备。
Thanks for your love, Father.
感谢你的爱，父神。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's all.
It will be easier for me to speak in English.
对我来说说英文比较容易。
I would like to report about our Good News Club.
我愿意跟你们汇报一下一个好消息的俱乐部的新闻。
You know, our church have adopted a Good News Club here in Blue Jacket, just around the corner.
你知道我们教会选择那个 Blue Jacket 在附近的一个学校。
About 3 years ago, First Baptist Church dropped the Good News Club because they were short of staff.
大概三年前 Blue Baptist Church他们不再支持那个好消息的俱乐部。
Pastor Jim called me.
Jim 牧师打电话给我。
And I reluctantly accepted.
不太情愿地接受了这个。
But I know God will be faithful.
但我知道神是信实的。
So I start looking for teachers.
所以我就寻找那些老师。
Blue Jacket Good News Club is very special.
Blue Jacket 那个好消息俱乐部是非常特殊的。
It was the first Good News Club in the Shawnee Mission School.
它是 Shawnee Mission 学区的第一个好消息俱乐部。
It's been there more than 10 years.
已经有十年了。
But praise the Lord.
但感谢主。
We had 8 teachers this year.
我们今年有八个老师。
We had almost 50 students enrolled.
我们有将近五十个学生。
48, something like that.
48个。
Out of these kids, 4 were counsel for salvation.
其中当中四位他们愿意寻求救赎，神的救赎。
就得救。
Yeah.
This is, if you don't know about Good News Club, it's a weekly Bible club.
你不知道的话，它是每个星期的一起学习圣经的话语的。
In the public elementary school.
在小学当中。
Out of 8 teachers.
在八个老师当中。
5 of us can be called elderlies.
其中五个是年长的。
We even have a sister, she's over 70 years old.
其中有一位有70多岁。
So because we are old,
虽然我们年长
but we have some health issue.
我们身体也有一些软弱。
But praise the Lord.
但感谢主。
We had one sister had thyroid cancer this year.
我们有一位有喉癌。
Two had eye surgeries.
有两位是眼睛有做手术。
One just had a hip replacement.
有一个是Hip replacement.
But we've gone through all the changes. One got married, so one is a young one.
但是当中有一位是年轻的。
So we are in and out, not able to serve all through the year.
好像我们不能完全在一起服侍主。
But God is faithful.
但是主是信实的。
When some of us are sick, others rise up for the occasion.
但若是有人有得病的话，其他的几位就担当更多的。
And even at the very beginning, Shawnee Mission had a new rule.
在最先的时候 ，Shawnee Mission 它有一个新的有些新的条规。
Each location has to have a sponsor.
每个地方它必须有一个支持者、赞助者。
The sponsor teacher has to be in the building, the whole time we are there.
当我们在那儿的时候，那个赞助者老师。他必须在那儿一起跟我们在一起。
And our school sponsor is the principal.
我们的赞助者是校长。
He was very supportive.
他非常的支持我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
But all throughout this, we think we are serving the children.
在这个过程当中，我们觉得我们在服侍那些孩子。
But the children taught me a lot.
但那些孩子教育了我很多。
Give two little stories.
有两个小的故事。
A little boy named Sean.
一个小男孩叫 Sean.
He came for our Christmas party.
他到我们的圣诞节的聚会当中。
Was a faithful attender since Christmas party.
圣诞聚会以后，他一直是参加我们的俱乐部。
After he was counseled for salvation, a few weeks, he came and asked me for a Bible.
当我们谈到得救的事项之后，他跟我说他愿意有一本圣经。
I was real busy. The only Bible I had was the New Testament.
我那时就给了他的一本新约，因为那时候我挺忙的。
Very small one.
是一个很小的一本新约。
You should see his eyes.
你可以看见他那个，你应该看见他那么那个眼睛。
Just hold on to it so preciously.
他是很宝贝那本圣经。
And thank me many times.
谢了我好多次。
A few weeks after that, we've been teaching about the Bible.
几个星期以后，我们在学圣经。
Every week we teach the Bible a memory verse.
我们教他们怎么样记住那些经文。
But we also teach about the whole Bible.
我们也教他们整本圣经。
And of course, there are 66 books of the Bible, 39 the Old Testament, 27 of the New Testament.
当然有圣经有66本书，39本在旧约，27本在新约。
I have a little chart.
我有一个图表。
So they can see all the different books and how many. So we emphasize that almost every week.
每个星期我都教他们怎么样记那些书名。
The reason is to help them to know that Bible is a very special book.
让他们明白圣经是一本很特殊的书。
Most of these children do not go to church.
大部分那些孩子大部分不去教会。
They see Good News Club as their church.
对他们来说，好消息俱乐部就是他们的教会。
So that was just another Sunday school education.
就好像是主日学一样。
So after I taught this for 2 weeks.
大概我教了两个星期之后
，Sean came back to me again.
Sean 对我说
，Miss Julie.
Julie 阿姨
，Can I have the other half of the book?
能不能给我另外一部分书
？I realized I only gave him half.
我那时候才意识到，我只给了他半本书。
He was so looking for the other half.
他在寻找那些旧约的章节。
How often our gospel that we teach is just half?
好多时候我们在传讲福音的时候，我们只教育他们半本。
Gave me a very good reminder.
给了我一个很好的提醒。
Also, another little girl named Sierra.
还有一个叫 Sierra 的小女孩。
She is actually with my other Good News Club in Pawnee.
她实际上在 Pawnee 的时候，她就跟我一起参加好消息俱乐部。
Because this year we have sponsors, so they have to stay until we are done.
因为今年我们需要赞助者，所以我们一定要等他们一起完了之后才一起走。
So usually teachers stay behind, you know, pray and talk about reevaluate how today went. We have to quickly pack up.
以前我们会我们会在一起有些祷告啊，有些课后的一些交流。那现在我们就很快的就走。
So I was just trying to get all the kids pick up their stuff, and so we can all move, and the sponsor teacher can go home.
所以我就对孩子们说：“你们快把东西收拾好，这样的你的赞助的老师就可以跟我们一起离开。”
Sierra was talking to Mr. Dick.
Sierra 就跟
Another
Dick, teacher. 另外一个老师 Dick 先生。
I'm thinking, please, let's move.
我就心里在想，哎，你们可以走了。
We have to get out of here.
我们必须离开这儿。
And not knowing, I just want to remind Sierra we have to go.
我只是想提醒 Sierra 我们要走了。
I said, Sierra, we have to hurry.
我跟 Sierra 说我们要快走了。
And Sierra said to me,
Sierra 跟我说
Miss Julie,
Julie 阿姨
I'm just so happy when I talk about God.
我就是很喜乐的愿意谈论我们的神。
It gives me goosebumps, so I'm so joyful.
他让我感到浑身激动。
You know how sometimes I'm a taskmaster.
我好像我常常是被一些事物所追随。
Just want to get it done.
我这时候想把这个事情干完。
But this young child got touched by the Lord.
但是孩子的心被主摸到。
So this summer, so that was a little story about my Good News Club.
这些是我关于好消息俱乐部的一些故事。
And this summer, our church will have 3 young people.
今年夏天我们教会会有三个年轻人。
They will do pretty much the same thing as I do in Good News Club.
他们就会去，就像我在好消息俱乐部所做的那样。
It's called 5-day club.
他们有一个叫五天的俱乐部。
Would you please remember to pray for them?
愿你们为他们祷告。
Their kids are much tougher than my Good News Club.
他们的要去教导那些孩子，会更加困难。
They are very needy.
那些孩子有更有需要。
Their environment is very bad.
他们的环境也是很不好的。
Please remember to pray for them.
我愿你们都为他们所祷告。
Not only for the kids who come to the club.
不仅是那些孩子愿意来的孩子。
But these teachers.
也特别是为那些老师。
But for them, I have some more reminder.
我更多的我有些提醒。
As we learn from Jesus' teaching style.
就像我们学习主耶稣的教导方式。
If I can have you guys turn to the Bible, the book of Luke.
愿意翻到路加福音。
Chapter 22,
verse 54. 22章46节。
54节。
路加福音22章54节。
Daniel Lee, do you have a Bible? Can you read for us? Stand up.I'm a teacher. It's easier. Engage them. Can you just stand up and read? 54 all the way
Chapter
to 62.
Chapter 22, verse 54. Want to stand up?
Please. Oh, he's high tech.All the way to 62.
Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, This man was also with him, but he denied him, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, You also are of him. But Peter said, Man, I am not. Then after about an hour,
这是讲主彼得三次不认主的事，我就不再重复了。
We are very familiar with the story.
我们都熟悉这个故事。
This year, as I was reading about the Passion Week,
我们在 Passion Week,
就是
受难日、
yeah.
受难周。
受难。I taught this lesson many times.
我教了好几次。
But what stood out to me is verse 61.
特别是第61节。
The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter.
主转过身来看彼得。
we talk about Peter knowing that he had failed.
我们知道彼得觉得那是他失败。
But Jesus looked at him.
但是主转耶稣转过身来看着他。
That look is way different than our, I call a teacher's look.
他的看，他的眼神，跟我们做老师的眼神是不一样。
You know, I have two daughters who are teachers.
我有两个女孩，她们都是老师。
When Erica signed up for Teach for America, she had intensive training for like a whole month and a half.
当 Erica 去做美国老师的那个 program 的项目的时候，她有how long the training?
Like 6 weeks, 7, 8 weeks.
那有很多的、yeah. 很多的培训。
She came back after the long seminar.
她在听了讲座回来之后。
And she asked me, Mom?
她对我说，妈妈。
I know that teacher's look now.
她说，我知道怎么样老师的 teacher's。
Teacher's look.
她知道怎么样是老师的眼神。
They actually wrote a rap about it.
他们还写了一个歌。
And we talk about this a lot.
我们互相交流了不少。
You know the teacher's look?
你们知
道, Raise your hand if you do.
你们知道老师的眼神吗？知道
的话举手。You gotta tilt your head to the side.
Oh.
You gotta squint your eyebrow and stare. Show me your teacher's look. That's the teacher's look.
这就是老师的眼神。
Erica said, "I got it."
Erica 说我知道怎么样有一个老师的眼神。
So we were practicing a lot.
我们一起实习了好几次。
But this teacher's look cannot bring a change in people's life.
但是老师的眼神是不能带来人心的转变。
Your teacher's look can bring behavior modification.
也许它会带来你行为的转变。
Your teacher's look can bring a lot of condemnation.
也许会带来一些教训。
A lot of judgment.
也许会带来一些批评。
But it will not change heart.
但是不会能转变我们的心。
Jesus' look can.
但耶稣的眼神会转变我们的心。
So this summer, as the three teenagers, when you go about teaching your five-day club.
当今年暑假有这个三个孩子一起去参加五天的那个俱乐部。
You may have to use teacher's look a lot.
也许你就会学会那些老师的眼神。
These kids are bad.
但因为那些孩子不怎么样。
But remember, you cannot change their heart.
记住，你不能改变他们的心。
Cannot change their social environment.
你们也不能改变他们的环境。
But that look of Jesus.
但是耶稣的眼神。
Can bring love.
会带来他给他们带来爱。
No judgment.
没有我们的判断。
You accept them as they are.
接受他们。
Thank you, Cindy, for your sharing.
谢谢 Cindy 的分享。
I know the Lord is working in our hearts.
我知道主在我们心里做工。
We do not change people just by the behavior.
我们不是表面来改变别人的行为。
It's to touch their heart.
是要摸到他们的心。
It takes time.
需要一点时间。
A lot of prayer.
需要许多的祷告。
A lot of tears.
有眼泪。
There's an investment in it.
有我们的心灵的投资。
Thank you.
感谢。
因为刚才的交通，我就想起就是，我就是 Cindy 所说的那些 man of a few words， 所以我的交通很短。就 Cindy 她走这个一直的成长，我在主日学是常常跟她一起，所以我记得她她这样子认识父神。开始是他看一节圣经是在罗马书第八章第一节，Romans chapter 8 verse 1， 很短，我们或者我们都可以记起来背起来。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。他，我记得他有一次跟我说，他说 Uncle Tony, I read this, 我读到这个，我读到这个这一句圣经，我知道我现在是不被定罪。他说这样子能够释放他，所以我从他今天的交通里面，我就想起他那个时候跟我 share 的这个经文，我就跟大家分享一下。好，谢谢。
88